This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. If at some point we want to rerun the Sean and RJ tease as well, that would be fine. I also want to tell you, listen to their newest tease where I've made another prediction.
I heard what will happen. I heard it already. I hope you're on fire and you're on a roll, bro.
We got Cooper Flagg!
No, we didn't. I appreciate your
excitement and celebration. Or the rights to draft him in the HR meeting in a month and a half. All right, is that a better way to put it?
I want to get really excited about Cooper Flagg, and I really want to be excited about that player. But
you know, he has a twin brother named Ace.
Ace Bailey?
Ace Flagg.
Okay. I really want to be excited about him. You get the first overall pick. You pretty much know what the player is going to be. Every draft, everybody, maybe not baseball and hockey, but most of the time, you know what a player is going to be. And this is the consensus best player in this draft. And he is NBA ready right now.
Yep.
Offensively, maybe has some development to go through.
Sure.
But he will be surrounded by dudes who know how to play the game and are stars. And he can do something at a very high level already. And he's the future. I want to be excited about it. However, I have no clue how to trust this organization, Kevin, but I will be excited with you that we did get the number one overall pick.
So
that in itself is freaking cool considering how many times we've had the number one overall pick and lost it or never gotten an opportunity to get up to this in the first place, which with a 1.8% chance, I never believed.
Go back. We should have gotten Shaq. Like, the Dallas Mavericks should have gotten that pick to get Shaq. Now, I want to know.
I'm proud of you, bro.
What was y'all's reactions to getting the pick? Because I have a little bit more story to tell you. Also, they're going to draft someone else because Cooper doesn't fit the scheme. I don't understand that logic at all. Cooper Flagg literally fits exactly what they're looking for.
He fits every scheme, I think, yeah.
He is a good offensive player. He's a tremendous passer. He can be a backup point guard.
He's amazing defense.
His defense is tremendous, and he fits on the wing. Like, he fits in, I mean, I know he'll fit in a lot of systems. But he fits great in the system.
NBA DraftNet, Kevin, has his athleticism, 9. Size, 9. And I know we're going to do this later in the show, too. Size, 9. Defense, 9. Strength, 8. All right, he's a kid. He's 18.
Sure.
Quickness, 8. Leadership, 9. Jump shot, 8. NBA ready, 9.
Wow.
Potential, 10. Ball handling, 7.
So, I mean, like, you do not want him as your primary point guard. That's passing, a humongous mistake.
Passing, 8. Intangibles, 9. Everything else is amazing.
Yeah.
And he doesn't need to be a 6'9 point guard. He doesn't need to be that for you. You have plenty of guys to handle the ball on this team now. And he can be an effective defensive player and offensive player for you. Kevin, yesterday, I went to, since Landry died.
Oh,
I now right? have a room in my house that I can have back. My dog does not have that room anymore. So I went in there. That's my room now. I'm watching it. And once I saw Alec them hit 11, I went, holy crap. Oh, my God. What's happening right now? Adrian ignored me from the other room. And then whenever we got to the from the commercial break going into the top four, my mind started going, this is actually going to happen, isn't it? There's no way. My heart won't let me, Kevin. I'm jaded sure. by DFW sports. I love what the Stars are doing right now. I'm terrified of the fact that they might lose, all right? Because I know what happens in DFW sports. And then Spurs 2 and Mavericks get the number 1 overall pick. I lost my damn mind, and I went nuts all over the house. I'm just, And Adrian and Carter are like, what's happening? And I was like, something that's never happened before. And it was just, and then Adrian tried telling me stuff. She was looking at her phone and she was saying words. And it was just, and I was like, don't have a clue what you just said. Yeah. I love you.
Yeah.
You have a really pretty face and we do things that make me happy and you happy. I can't understand or process a word you're saying because the Mavs just got this thing.
So
that was my excitement.
If you miss Crosstalk, I'll rehash it, but there's more to the pizza place story. So we went to Primo Brothers in Dallas for our kind of like end of the school year refugee resources party. By the way, Refugee Resources, shameless plug alert. It's a great charity in Dallas that helps kids from who's moved here from other countries learn how to read and learn about Jesus. So I love that charity very, very much if you're so inclined to go check it out. Now, we went to the pizza place, and like I said, I didn't think I was going to get a chance to watch this. I was going to be like, all right, maybe if I just listen to music and don't look at my phone, I can make it home and like watch the, you know, record it and watch it. But it was on in the pizza place. And I was like, okay, well, I'll just take a look when we inevitably get the number 11 pick or maybe even slide down to 12 and we get crush and sadness and everything like that. So the Bulls pop up at 12. Thank God for that coin flip. And then when the Mavericks don't pop up at 11, I am disproportionately excited for the rest of the pizza place. I was like, oh, did we just move up to 4 or in the top 4? And then they show Rolando Blackman. I was like, yes, I knew he would do it for us. And so it's time to leave. Like, we wrapped up our agenda for the day. And Elisa, who runs Refugee Resources, lovely lady, she goes, okay, boys, it's time to go because I'm taking Ling, Peter, and Wynn back to their houses. And I was like, sorry, Lisa, I need to watch the rest of this. That's on me. I'll take the boys home, but I need like 5 more minutes. And we're watching and we're talking and the boys are getting excited because they love basketball and soccer, like love. And so we're getting excited and we watch and they're not the 4th pick. They're not the 3rd pick. They're not this. And like when the Spurs pop up at the 2nd pick, we all went crazy.
Did you throw one of those kids?
No, I didn't. But here's the part you're going to love.
Like up in the air in excitement, not across the room into a table.
Yeah, I feel like that's not what I want to do with my Alec volunteer work. Like, hey, I tossed one of the kids up in the air. It didn't work out. But what I did tell them was I would be so excited if we got Cooper Flagg. I was like, I would definitely sacrifice some stuff. And they're like, what about your glasses? Because I have my sunglasses with me. And I was like, no problem. So we're all partying.
Were these the ones you stole from Derek Holland?
No, no, they're not. But I would have sacrificed those as well. And so we get outside and Wynn goes, what about your glasses? You said if we got the number 1 pick, you'd give up your glasses. Took my sunglasses off, tossed them on the ground, and the 3 boys had the most fun in the world stomping those glasses out and breaking them into like a million pieces. And then they started to cheer again because they broke the glasses. Then we got in the car, and it's like 8-10 minutes to get back to their apartments, and we're all so excited. And all of a sudden, one of the boys, I'm not sure which, starts chanting Fire Nico
what?
And clapping his hands. And so we're just driving along, and these 3 kids who are like all in middle and elementary school are like, fire, Nico! In the car, it was freaking amazing. I am so glad I got to share that with them. And then when I dropped them off, I called Jess and I'm like, Jess, wake up, Cooper Flag! And she goes, wait, what are you saying? Because she didn't understand the ins and outs of the draft lottery. And she's like, I'm so confused, but I'm so excited. It was awesome.
She got to see him play live.
We did.
This year.
Yes, we did.
I said she, Kevin.
Oh.
I mean, y'all went together, yes, but yes.
That is true.
That was like that was an experience for her, for sure.
And so, you know what I initially thought, Alec, and I definitely want to get your feedback as well, and people are sending a lot of texts in. I got excited when they moved into the top four because my initial thought was not about Cooper Flag. My initial thought was, ooh, now maybe we'll draft Trey Johnson. And I know there's still a ways to go.
Yeah, I was in that boat too. That was my mind.
Exactly. And I know there's still a ways to go until we actually get to the draft. But that's why I was curious, because it seems pretty heavy thought that Dylan Harper will go two and then probably Ace Bailey, though I think Edgecombe could go three as well. And so I was thinking, ooh, maybe Trey Johnson. That could be a good fit in what we're doing. And then none of that mattered anymore.
I'm glad it doesn't matter, because as soon as I saw that we were going to move out of the original draft slot, I just told myself it's happening.
Really?
Yeah, I just started telling myself, all right, this is actually happening. Now that I've seen that we're moving up for the first time literally ever.
Yes.
Just screw it. It's going to happen. We're getting the number one pick. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to continue eating dinner because I got stuck in traffic. I mistimed that horribly.
Yeah.
I was hoping to be done by the time the selection was going to be made and the drawing was done. I was not. I texted you guys super late because I literally had wing sauce all over my fingers. I couldn't do anything. Felt like Ricky Bobby walking around just going crazy that we got the number one pick. I was like, I should probably wash my hands so I can text people. And then I'll finish eating like, you know, 20 minutes from now because this is important. So yeah, I told myself as soon as I saw that we were moving up, I was like, it's happening. I don't care. I'm just going to have this senseless hope that we are going to take those odds and run with them. And it happened. And even waking up and still looking at all, you know, the jersey swap mock-ups and all the people reacting to it, walking into the studio and seeing ESPN talking about it with a giant Mavericks logo next to Cooper Flag's face, I still don't understand it. I still don't believe it. I still don't know how or why this happened, because I don't think, you know, this franchise deserves it. I think the fan base does, but hey, I'm not going to complain.
That's a fair point, Alec. And I do see some people sending that in. We will get to that later in the show, because I think that is a very valid discussion about like, hey, did this just cover up for all the mistakes management made? I love this from the 2-4. Yesterday was amazing. I was giggling like a schoolgirl. I haven't been that happy since they traded Luka away. And yes, I have a PlayStation recording of me and my boys reacting to this as proof of the excitement. I love that. I even love seeing the Mavericks room get really excited, even though there's still part of me that's like, you guys kind of set this terrible idea in motion to begin with. But I am so freaking pumped from the 210. The twinkle in Kevin's eye is endearing. That's nice. I really am excited about this. And we will, as the show goes along, talk about it being rigged, talk about if they deserved it, talk about Cooper Flag the player, and if they're actually going to draft him, because there are a lot of other parts to this. But I just kind of wanted to gauge people's reaction from the 619. Last night, I saw Derek Lively at my work, and after he walked by, 5 minutes later, they announced us getting the number one pick. I wish I could have seen his reaction, but they were already gone.
Mm-hmm. From 2-4 fact, he balled out on the Olympic team against guys already in the NBA is exciting.
And it's kind of funny that one of the intangible things when you were kind of going through the intangibles is everybody, most of the NBA players there were like, dude, that kid is a dog,
yes,
man. And so like,
and that was the thing with Luka, right? Was everybody was like, that guy's a dog.
Yes.
But defensively, this guy is a dog as well. Like, he's a dog on every facet of the court.
And all of this is going to have to include if he continues to get better and continues to mature. Like, by no means is he a finished product, but you can't help but be excited. And he has the potential, I kid you not, to be an excellent defender I think he could probably defend three different positions. Now, I know offensively, the thought is he can go 1-5. not long-term one, but I'm with you and not long-term five, but I'm with you on the other one.
He can bring the ball up the court like, PJ.
For sure.
Like when, like PJ sometimes becomes the center of the offense because he goes and stands in the middle and then distributes, but we know what happens when PJ brings the ball up the court.
Sure.
Sometimes it's going to go out of bounds, and sometimes you're like, oh, no, but for the most part, you know that you're going to get athleticism. You're going to get the ability to dunk. You're going to get rebounds. You're going to get shooting. All these other things.
For sure.
The fact that he's not the greatest dribbler is the only thing that I knock against him.
For sure. And like, and you've seen that. And if you go back and watch a couple of Duke games, if you drop the press on them, that is not the person that you wanted to necessarily try to break
the
press.
He's a great cutter.
He's the second person you want to get the ball, because then he can destroy you right before the mid-court line.
Yeah.
I promise we will talk about the potential downsides of
his ability to go downhill to the basket.
It's unbelievable.
From anywhere, like from not just from, you know, within the 3-point line, like you just said.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MinsteaClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
From midcourt, I decided I'm going to the basket.
Yes.
And his ability to get to the basket from there, the decision's already made.
I am excited about this for a variety of reasons. Okay, I've made no secret about it. We've joked about it. I love Duke basketball. I have ever since I'm a kid. So I'm excited about that. But I have loved the Mavericks ever since I was a kid as well. Like, we all grew up and were born and raised in this Metroplex. Nothing like this ever happens for the Mavericks. Even when they got Luka, we were still frustrated. We were pumped about the pick. We were frustrated that they didn't tank correctly and had to give up an extra first round pick to get that right. And we all loved the Luka pick. You got Dirk as well because of advanced scouting. The Mavericks never get lucky. They have never, Alec brought it up, literally in the 45 years of the franchise, have never moved up in the draft lottery one time.
The I want to go ahead and lay this out there, too. Maybe it wasn't luck, and maybe this part of the conversation goes into the next segment, too. But, Kevin, you said, and let's everybody give Kevin his credit, y'all. There are some things that he says that you're ridiculous and you might hate. This one, he was dead on with. You said they can't win the play-in game against Memphis.
Thank you, Memphis.
You kept telling people, no, they can play in the play-in. They can do this. They can do that. You were upset a lot of the time that they kept winning games and were going to the playoffs. You were like, that's not tanking properly.
Yes.
You didn't talk about it much, though, because in my opinion, you just were like, well, it's a lost cause. This franchise is disillusioned anyway.
Yeah.
They don't have a clue what they're doing. But the whole time you kept pointing out, they can play in the play-in game, but as long as they lose to Memphis, then they can still be in the lottery. That's important.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, no, that's not possible. And you were like, no, it actually is. Here's the deal. You laid it out for them. They lost. And you were like, okay, so we have a chance. 1.8% chance. But you, the whole time, you laid that plan out there. And here it is. So nice job on that again, Kevin.
Thank you very, very much. Now, outside of excitement, the number one thing you see people bringing up is rigged. It was trending. Like trending on Twitter right after the NBA draft lottery. And you know what? Since it worked out in our favor for the first time, I didn't really care. But coming up next, do you now believe, or did you maybe always believe, that this Luka trade was a deal set up by the NBA? Next on The Fan.
We got Cooper Flag!
And LeBron will have Randall on him. And Doncic will drive into Edwards. Come on! 31 for Luka Doncic.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. From the 682, I'm missing something. Is Flag better than Luka? Right now, no way in hell. For 2, 3, 4 years, probably no way in hell. Eventually, don't know. Like, that's the hope. But if that's a really high bar to clear, but we can't go back and change the Luka deal. I never would have made the Luka deal
right
to begin with. And I think most of us would not have.
I think the one thing that if you want to not offend of referees, then you might have the right guy.
Sure.
And if you believe that that affects your game within the game, then yes, you have the right guy. If you don't want to have conversations about a player's shape, then you got the right guy.
Yeah.
If you are selecting him. And if you need somebody to participate defensively, your offense will... Jason Kidd will draw up offense. He will create offense with this team. But he needed a full defensive team. I love Luka, but I know the flaws and the warts that were there. And so we saw that. I don't know what Cooper Flagg's flaws and warts are yet. I really don't,
sure.
Aside from dribbling, which God, Sham God can fix all that. So, and
clutch stuff too.
Or don't even need to hit, hey, his one-on-one stuff, he doesn't need to do anything special. He just needs to drive past somebody. So that's where I am with this, is I think there were some flaws with Luka, but we loved the guy. He was our guy, and that was and that's what we're gonna miss about him. This could potentially be another one. There might be another player in the mix. I don't know. There's a lot of things going on here.
Now, you brought this up, and I thought this was a great question. I missed in the break. Hey, Kevin, would you be this excited if the top pick wasn't a Blue Devil? So you're getting an ultimate sports dream. Your pro team gets the best player from your favorite college. I definitely would, because I go back to, like, I think this pick is in the same vein of, like, no-brainer, obvious, number one, been hyped for more than a year pick. It's the same as Wemby, maybe the same as Zion, the same as Andrew Wiggins. So I just want to point out Wiggins as well to say that doesn't mean that this player is always going to dominate. Like, it looks early on like Wemby is going to be really, really good, assuming the medical condition is okay. Zion, he's had lots of struggles. Andrew Wiggins, he just never became the player that people thought. Some people call him the Canadian Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Going into the
draft. He could jump out of the gym.
I am excited because this is so much different than last year. Like, when you look at Reese Shea going number one and Sar going number two, I mean, you can make a strong argument that Dylan Harper would go number one in last year's draft, maybe Bailey as well, maybe Trey Johnson as well. This draft is so...
Really?
Yeah, I think so. This draft is so much more loaded than last year's draft. And I admit, I am like extra excited because I saw Cooper Flagg play in person multiple times and we crossed the country to do so. But he looks like he has the potential to be a generational player. And I'm a Mavericks fan. And so I'm extra excited because he's from Duke, but I'm just excited because you're going to get an awesome player, I think. Now, I talked to Mike, I'm sure you did too, Corey, multiple times yesterday. First, he called to say, hey, did this really happen? Because this is what my son told me, and that just can't be real. And so I had to tell him, I was like, we really got the number one pick, Mike. Then he called me back later in the day, and it was right after the Luka trade. He goes, remember right after the Luka trade, you said, you'll only believe it's rigged if we get the number one pick and we get Cooper Flagg. I absolutely said that months ago, and guess what? Now I believe it. Like, I don't know the logistics of when this came into place, and I know a lot of people are going to disagree and think that's some BS, but yes, I now believe that the Dallas Mavericks, Nico, and the NBA colluded on this entire deal. For real, I do.
Can I add this then? Did you see LeBron's tweet last night?
Ain't no way or something like that, or all the laughy faces?
Five laughy face emojis. Okay. Did you see Kyrie Irving's tweet 12 minutes ago?
Oh, no, I didn't.
1.8% and two laughy face emojis. Like, even the players are going, I can't believe this. Like, this is wild.
So, this probably isn't going to help if you don't believe in the conspiracy theory. But if you're ready to conspiracy with me, come on this way.
Let's go.
You know who the CEO of the Dallas Mavericks is? It's Rick Welts.
All right.
Rick Welts was the person in charge of the NBA draft lottery back in 1985, which, if you'll remember, that is very conspiracy in terms of people thinking that was the frozen envelope, Patrick Ewing, to the Knicks lottery. And so I can't help but let my mind wander when I'm like, hold on. So the guy who is our CEO now might have been at the center of a draft conspiracy 40 years ago.
Wow.
Now, I realize cooler heads might be like, that wasn't rigged then, and it's not rigged now. And I get that. But I'm on the other side. I have bought into this conspiracy theory. I told Mike yesterday, I now believe that the collusion with the NBA was, we got to get Luka, or maybe it was any number of stars, but they were like, we got to get a big star to Los Angeles, maybe because of the departure of LeBron, sagging TV ratings, whatever you think the reason is. And maybe they hit up a couple of different clubs, but the Mavericks bid on it, and this was the rest of the deal. I now believe that.
This was something I read yesterday, and I wanted to fight, and then I was like, no, everybody can have their thoughts. This is Chuck Cooperstein on Twitter yesterday. I can't tell you how much I hate Mavs/NBA Twitter right now. If you're a Mavs fan, enjoy the moment. There are a lot of people besides me in that office who grind away, who needed this. To the rest of the NBA world, just take off the damn tinfoil hat, please.
Okay, so that last part definitely feels addressed to me.
Me too, yeah.
Yeah, and so...
There's definitely part of me that feels like it's just too good to be true.
Sure, but to his other broader point, don't you think about, like, people who sold tickets or like were season ticket renewing people. I didn't say that very eloquently, but you get the idea. Or don't you think about the bars and restaurants downtown who like they live and breathe off of stars, Mavs, concerts and everything like that. And the Mavericks became, especially with all the injuries, a dead entity. If you don't think Cooper Flagg is going to be any good, I get that. But don't you can feel the palpable excitement and people are going to show up and hopefully pick up the business for the bars and the restaurants and everything like that. So I think the beginning part of Chuck's point is very, very
absolutely
well made.
Yeah.
And he can be angry at me for being part of the crew in the other part, but I was nothing but pumped last night.
Yeah. The way it all maps out looks like a script.
Yeah.
I mean, it's too easy to think that it's not. Because was it Ryan McDonough, our friend Ryan McDonough?
Oh, I heard him last night too.
What did he say? It was like, I make a stupid move and it never works out. Yeah. He makes a stupid move and he gets the number one overall pick. And it doesn't seem like that ever happens. Where, again, go back to Nico's history here. Almost every move that he made on the way to the finals was brilliant. almost that, every, I mean, getting PJ.
I loved him before that, yeah.
Getting Gafford, getting Kyrie, getting you to the finals. Then we were sitting there, and I remember specifically, I said, until you sign Clay today, and Mike said, don't confuse the people. It can't happen. And I was like, but it could. And he was like, do not confuse the people. And I was like, all right, Mike. And then the next day, Clay Thompson signed.
Yeah.
Now, was I saying it fun, like in with a lot of fun in the, involved? Yes. I didn't believe it could happen because we don't sign free agents.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen. They don't come to Dallas. You have to trade to get the players.
Yeah, you're
so
right.
Then that all that happens and you're just like, wow, this is amazing. And then he does something that nobody in the NBA or the history of the world would ever do. Nobody would.
Yeah.
Everybody said they wouldn't do it.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or dsw.com.
And then he was like, doesn't matter. I believe it's going to work.
Yeah.
Why did you believe it's going to work? Because I got a little birdie on my shoulder that told me it's going to work. That's the only way that I can believe it's real.
From the 254, can you call Mikey B and get his take? Is he back on board? I had that conversation with Mike yesterday. He has told me he's 100% back in. He's back in on the Mavs. And eventually, obviously, that will lead him to being back in on the NBA. But part of the reason is because he believes that he is correct, and obviously I'm with him now, that this was all rigged and this was all a plan.
But if it's rigged in your favor, you're okay with it.
Because now it's rigged in my favor. Because before, like, if you could still take everybody back to January, would you make this deal? I feel like the vast majority of Mavericks fans would still say no, right?
Yes, I agree.
But the part of the deal...
the compensation now for it.
Exactly. But the part of the deal before was we lost Luka and we didn't get the most compensation in the world. What the hell? Mm-hmm. And so, like, you're really disappointed. Now I'm super pumped because I thought that was the end of it. I was like, we got that. We got a number 11 pick and not a whole lot of draft assets going forward. And now it's you got Cooper Flagg, which feels like, you know, at least three first round picks wrapped into one. And so that's another reason to be more excited because I didn't think we were getting anything else. You know, I was like, this Luka trade sucks.
Yeah, we got Anthony Davis, and I like him, but it still hurts.
Yes, and so because Luka was our guy. Now you have the opportunity for Cooper Flagg to become your guy. Will that happen? Don't know, because to be as good as Luka, that's a tall order. Mm-hmm. That is a tall order to ask of him.
Yeah, the script in the NFL was discussed, and we kind of laughed at that. And we definitely did laugh at it. But then you kind of go back and look at the history of the NBA. And Kevin, you brought up the frozen envelope.
Yep.
You know, multiple Tolos brought up yesterday. The Chris Paul trade.
Yes.
The Anthony Davis trade.
And look what happened after that.
The LeBron trade that got the Cleveland Cavaliers three out of the next four number one overalls. And now this one. And it just... The scene is done behind closed doors.
Yeah.
It's not like the ping pong balls happen right in front of us. Do we ever see it?
I thought they used to do that, but
right
maybe
now,
I'm wrong about
right
that.
Right now, do we ever see it?
I don't think so.
And I think Coop also said David McNamee, he said, I was there, saw the whole thing in 2008. It's completely legit. Well, this is 2025, and it's just different.
Yeah.
So that's why it's very easy to believe that a large entity could make something up, could make an entire fraud happen right before your eyes. Like that's why it's easy to believe that. I don't think it's just tinfoil hat thing.
And if you're inclined to, but let's say you're inclined to not believe in the conspiracy theory, I also have evidence to help out your side.
Excellent.
This is the seventh straight year, Alec, that the team with the worst record has not gotten a win in the draft lottery. So we talked about it several years ago. The NBA was like, hey, these teams are clearly tanking. So we got to switch it up. And then they dropped it from like 25% chance to win to 14%. So this is the seventh straight year that has not worked. And the team with the worst record has not gotten the number one pick. And then if you want to add something else to the non-conspiracy people, here's just facts and figures. The Wizards dropped to the sixth pick. That was literally the worst thing that could possibly happen. Well, just in terms of the draft lottery. There's a lot of worse things that could happen. But strictly in terms of draft lottery positioning, that was the worst they could fall. And they were awful. And they fell from 1 to 6. So if you're not a conspiracy theory, there are some numbers to back up that this stuff does happen in the lottery.
It's ridiculous. And you know what's even more ridiculous, to put it, like, just to make everything full circle here in DFW Sports, Pete DeBoer says that Miro Heiskanen is anticipated to play tonight.
Oh my God! Everything's good in Dallas right now! There's so many amazing things happening to us!
We just can't lose.
The Rangers are going to score 20 runs tonight! I love it!
I mean, you think about it, and we're going to get to that in a second. But how much do you have a golden horseshoe up your ass when you also win a game by breaking up a no-hitter with a home run? Like, just think about it. You win the draft lottery. You break up a no-hitter with the game-winning
hit. Arrow's looking up, boys.
And Miro's coming back.
Arrow's pointing up. Sun's going to set and rise on us in a good way. I promise.
Freaking believable. All right, let's talk a little bit more about... Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm just looking at the clock now.
Let's talk a little bit more about Miro, but also we'll do some baseball nuggets. No hitter, no problem. Next on The Fan.
The 1-0 hit high and deep to right center field. This one's got a shot, and it is gone into the Rangers bullpen. Opposite field home run for Wyatt Langford. It's his seventh of the season. It's the first hit for Texas tonight, and the Rangers lead 2-1.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Going to clean up a couple of questions from the last two segments, if that is okay, Corey. Then we'll get to baseball nuggets.
Fine by me.
From the 214, can y'all explain what the frozen envelope means? I'm lost with that.
Okay.
Fair point. So back in 1985, Patrick Ewing had been unbelievable with Georgetown and not that far on down the road from New York. And so the prevailing wisdom was that the NBA somehow wanted to make this happen. But the conspiracy theory is that while you just pick an envelope out, that they froze the New York Knicks envelope so that David Stern would keep going through the envelopes until he found the one that was frozen and would make sure to take that one out first to get Patrick Ewing to the Knicks. That's a conspiracy theory that's been out for a really long time. And then for the 940, Kevin, when do the Cooper Flagg cards start coming out? So he has cards in the McDonald's All-American set and Bowman Chrome right now. If you're waiting for the NBA cards, we're still several months away from that. But this is an opportunity to shout out RJ Dukes in McKinney, Worth Collecting in Waxahachie, the Sports Collectors Hub. That is Kyle and his group that run the Dallas Card Show.
That's where you're saying to go get your Cooper Flagg cards?
If you want. Those are people that we all trust because they have all helped out with Peace-a-thon. We have all talked with these people like a ton, and they're just all really good people. So if you're looking for a place that you can trust, their Sappies and Carrollton, I'll have some more. I'm sure I'm dropping out a couple, but I just wanted to throw that out there. Now, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, and it's gimmick-free repair, AC repair and replacement. It's time for Baseball Nuggets, and obviously we start out with that Wyatt Langford home run, because in the midst of all of the draft lottery excitement, the Texas Rangers were getting no hit by the worst team in baseball and maybe the worst team in the history of baseball.
I felt like you might have been losing your damn mind. Because you said they have to sweep the series for
and
you to
I
be okay.
I still think that.
You said you'd never believe in the Rangers again if they didn't sweep this series.
I don't know about that.
And so I was like, man, he must be really losing it right now. It's 1-0. Honestly, Kevin, because I was still so in shock of everything that was going on with the number one overall pick, I didn't even realize that they were being no hit.
Yeah.
Like it was on and I was observing and I was like, whatever. But I didn't realize. I was just like, oh, it's 1-0. That's not good. And then I saw, like, I mean, we're getting deep into this game, and this isn't looking good for this team at all.
Yes. No, you're 100% right about that. Wyatt Langford was like, don't worry about it. I'll bail you out. It, by no means was it an offensive explosion, because outside of that, I believe the Rangers got two other hits, and they beat...
Berger got one of them.
Okay. And they won 2-1. Make no mistake about it. Colorado is terrible. Colorado is now 7-34, but guess what? We don't weigh the strength of schedule, and that's why I really think you need a sweep here to get that positive momentum. Now they're at 500 to go above 500, and here's another reason I thought this was a big win yesterday. The Rangers' record in one-run games is not good. Now, I know that feels off because you go back to the first 2 weeks of the season. The Rangers won 5 one-run games in the first 2 weeks. And so there was like, hey, the record's awesome. I'm a little concerned about all these close games. All right. But before yesterday, did you know that the Rangers had lost their last 7 one-run games?
I did not.
Exactly. And so they've gone from the best to what is happening to, hey, we got to win back in the win column in a one-run game, and I think that is tremendous.
And, I mean, give some love to Josh Jung for having a hit in
Who's
this
saying
game.
That? You're saying that?
He had a hit in this game, but the play that he made to end the game, that was – Malley pitched fantastic, right? Like, he went out there and did what Tyler Malley has been doing all season. Very little runs given up, very few hits given up, number of strikeouts. Like, it felt like a Tyler Malley start. And I felt like after the home run was hit and they brought him out, they were like, all right, let's get you a win, but we're not, you got a lot going on here. So let's just get you this win. You're up 2-1. We're good to go. But then the bullpen, they're doing their job. And Robert Garcia had to come in. He had to save the day. And
scary
then,
yesterday.
And then Chris Martin had that liner right back at his head and he grabs it. And I was like, what an amazing gem that was. And then Luke Jackson comes out and gets hit right on the forearm. That was terrifying, because then what's Webb going to do? How is he going to handle this situation? It was close, and there were some moments. Mike Maddux walks out there, talks to him, builds a plan, gets a ground ball or a line drive ground ball right to Josh Young. He steps on third, throws it across to first. What a throw by him. Phenomenal work there.
Now, we should get more information on Luke Jackson today, but at least initially it feels like the Rangers dodged a bullet because what was the exit velocity on that? Like 111 or something ridiculous. So Sean McFarland reported that the x-rays came back on Luke Jackson's right arm yesterday as negative.
Okay.
So hopefully that's a positive. We should learn more today, though.
And even if that's the case, I don't want him continuing to throw after that.
Fair.
Like, you got hit that hard. The adrenaline's pumping.
For sure.
But I don't want him trying to close out a 2-1 game.
No way.
With even if it's just bruised.
Yeah.
Dude, that hurts enough on your throwing arm.
Yes.
So, like, absolutely. I hope the best for him, and I hope we're going to be okay there.
Yeah, and that's what I'm encouraged by is hopefully it won't be, like, a longer period of time where if it was broken, then all of a sudden you're like, well, you know what? I know we've had some struggles with the bullpen, but for the most part, bullpen has done a heck of a lot better than I thought, and so I was concerned about that. So it looks like for the time being, potential positive news. Not positive news for Oswaldo Cabrera. I don't want this to turn into a thing where you're like, you said don't look, so I did look. If you like horrifically graphic injuries, then go check it out. If you don't go check it out, because immediately the Yankees knew something was bad with his leg. More specifically, I think with his ankle, he was taken off the field in an ambulance. It looks really, really, really bad. And I would be probably willing to wager that will be the last that you will see of him this season, if I had to guess.
Oh, my God.
I told you not to look.
Why did you tell me to look at this?
No.
Oh. That trainer was so smart to run out there and throw a towel over that. Oh, my God.
And that's how you know, among other things, that it's really, really bad. Really. I told you. All right.
I'm sorry, man.
Let's go to some other not horrific to Corey news. Mason Wynn homered for the Cardinals last night. They have now won 9 in a row. So the Cardinals on a roll. Local news, kind of. Jordan Lawler being called up by the Diamondbacks. We talked about how we all loved watching him in high school. We got the opportunity to cover him some. Goes in the draft. He is getting called up by the Diamondbacks, or I guess he did get called up yesterday by the Diamondbacks, and I think we'll all be excited to see how that progression kind of goes.
For sure.
And then we talked yesterday about Lance McCullers Jr. saying that he got death threats for him and his kids.
Yep.
The Houston Police Department has announced that they have launched an investigation into those death threats, as they should, and hopefully those Nimrods get punished.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
That doesn't feel like a particularly controversial.
Making threats like that. Nothing.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
You should always.
Absolutely. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, you heard it from Corey. It looks like Miro is back. So let's puck around and find out, will Winnipeg continue these trends in Game 4 tonight?
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.